coverage of Central Square in Cairo. Thousands in Spain. We have no numbers yet, but that will be coming. Moscow, we've got a report from Islam Online, which reports that more than 5,000 people are outside the U.S. Embassy in Moscow.
The Global Renaissance Alliance is a group supporting the bill in Congress to establish the Department of Peace as a cabinet-level post.
This is Alexander Coben, and you're listening to Enemy Combatant Radio. Make media in trouble.
Okay, you are listening to Enemy Combatant Radio, and we are back live here in the Mission District. And I got someone on the line to from the Milwaukee IMC to give us a report of what's been going on over there. So let's see if we can get that coming up on the phone. Hold on one second. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, we're on the air. So tell us what's going on in your part of the country.
Okay, this is Marco with Milwaukee Indy Media. We had between 600 and 1,000 people protest today. We rallied for a few hours and then marched, making motions toward a park called Zeidler Park, but then we circled around with the old federal building and then went back to the original old rally location. And then pretty much wound things down at, I'd say, 4 or 5 o'clock. I can give some breaking news from the Milwaukee Indy Media site from, just little doodads around the world real quickly. 50 people protested in East Timor. Over 1 million were in the streets in Rome. Ireland, more than 200 marched through Belfast Royal Avenue. Reports from New Zealand that Barcelona protests went up over 150,000. The Man with MSNBC reports that thousands marched in Madrid. WNBC reports 100,000 rallied in New York City. A screensaver just went on. Jail solidarity happening in San Francisco. Chicago IMC web stream signed off. Enemy Combatant Radio is still broadcasting. Big Ben protesting men were released by police. That's the two men that scaled and dropped a banner. About 10,000 marched in Athens, Greece. An estimated 120,000 took part in protests across Japan. Word is that that's more than 1 million anti-war protesters poured into the streets of cities around the globe. APUPI, Dana, and Clear Channel not budging yet. Hundreds and low thousands in towns around Michigan, Midwest represents, and then over 20,000 in San Francisco. A Illinois brigade reportedly causing lots of fun. It's Marco with Milwaukee Indy Media.
Hey, thanks for your report. You just saved me a lot of work. So that call from IMC Milwaukee, and if you have reports you want to give to us, we are back live here from the Mission District in San Francisco, and our phone number 415-864-1006, and can only take one caller at a time, so if you have trouble getting through, just try again. I think we'll do a roundup here. I'm not sure how long we'll go, so we'll just play it by ear. And we'll try to get some news in about the arrests here in San Francisco. The jail solidarity may be happening, or some if we have any news on that. And lots of folks out in the front room here uploading images and video. Some people bringing us some audio if we can get to it, and we'll try to share some of that with you. And this is Pod P with you, another war protest to cover and a big turnout. So
seven blocks completely full of protesters all the way from 23rd to 30th Street. They don't say which avenue crisscrosses those streets. There's an information. But we've got a caller. It's noon. Chicago Indy Media, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Thomas Schenn from Chicago Indy Media.
Hello, Thomas.
I wanted to give a revised update on the crowd count for the 30-mile march.
Right.
We're at the convergence of the 30-mile march with the downtown march. I say there's easily more than 500 from the 30-mile march right now.
Great.
Maybe it's to the intersection of Chicago and Michigan. So, revising my update correctly, I think it's 500.
Okay.
A brief picture of what that looks like. Protests have taken place all around the globe, both on March 19th, the actual anniversary of the invasion, as well as March 20th, the anniversary of worldwide protests against the war. In Iraq, a demonstration took place in Baghdad in tandem with protests around the world against the violence of the occupation. The protest was also a powerful show of unity between Sunni and Shia Muslims. The marches started with the Shias in Qadmiyah and the Sunnis across the river in Adamiya. The two groups met just as the Shias came over the bridge, and the emotions were high as they merged into one. Then they walked together to a public square where speakers denounced the occupation and called for unity between all Iraqis. M20, the war still rages on, and so do the people. So we're going to continue to stream the perspectives from the people, and not what you will get through the corporate media. I don't know how they're reporting on the protests around the world today, but it's, again, a massive response, massive reaction to out-of-control warmongers around the world, or acting around the world. The empire is keeping busy. Publish your own stories, participate, make trouble, make media. And that's what we're here for. As I mentioned before, I'll just repeat, there is jail solidarity going on at 850 Bryant as I speak, and reports of over 80 people being arrested. Okay, we are back live at Enemy Combatant Radio, and we've got our IMC reporter on the phone just out of jail. Mark B., how are you doing?
Hey, I can barely hear you, but okay. I'm standing out in front of the jail by the freeway here, and I just got released not too long ago. I guess my situation isn't too bad. Legally, I was charged with a misdemeanor, supposedly interfering with an arrest. Unfortunately, as I was being arrested myself, I was slammed into the sidewalk head first by the riot cops, and so I got a nice little bump on my head, and they even smashed my camera onto the sidewalk and bent my thumb backwards and all that fun stuff. I may head up to the Kaiser and get some documentation on my on the results of the police brutality. So possibly there could be a lawsuit or something for the false arrest and getting beat up by the cops, basically.
Hey, are you our ticket for new funding at IMC?
What's that?
Does that mean you could be our ticket for new funding at the IMC ECR?
Yeah, hey, once it pays all my legal bills and my hospital bills, yeah, I'll certainly
all right.
At least buy a new microphone or something.
Yeah, we need some.
yeah, there were some folks that were in there with me. Two people I was arrested with were charged with felonies. One person, Brian from San Francisco Food Not Bombs, was charged with a felony. I believe it was lynching, which is, you know, when you attempt to unarrest someone.
Lynching?
Chris was in there charged with a felony. I'm not sure. I believe it may have been assaulting a police officer. But his bail is set at $26,000. Also, another person I was with, his name was Noah, and he was very brutally arrested, more so than I was, and his arm was broken, and they actually set his arm right out here in front of the jail. Some EMTs, street medic, you know, EMTs out here set his arm. So I think I don't know what his charges were, but he may have had a felony too.
What's the story with the person with the $26,000 bond?
Chris?
Yeah, their charges. What are the charges?
I think it was assaulting a police officer, but I can't be sure.
Okay. Is there still jail solidarity going on out there?
Yeah, there's a small group of people out here, maybe like 20 people. And I think the National Lawyers Guild is still out here. I think there may be a couple people still to be released, so that's why people are still out here.
Okay, so you were in the breakout march, obviously, when this was happening. Maybe you can describe a little bit of that and the numbers of people that were in that scene.
Well, the breakaway march was really huge, as I'm sure people heard. It was really huge when it started, but there was repeated, situations where the police were trying to break it up and arrest, you know, small numbers of people that they thought were the instigators of it all, people with flags and megaphones and all that. So by the time that I was arrested, it was a bit smaller, and a lot of people were actually on the sidewalk. The Federal Noise Brigade was there, and still some people with flags and banners and all that. And I was arrested at Market and Taylor Street as people were trying to basically get away from the lines of police. I think there was like a larger mass arrest shortly after that on Market Street, but I don't know. I wasn't there for that.
Well, thanks for capturing that on the front lines there. Tell us about your injury and how you're feeling.
Well, yeah, I should probably get off the phone because I got to take care of it, but I just have a little welt on my forehead, so.
It's big!
I was actually interviewed by NBC, the local NBC station, so tune into that at 11 p.m.
Was that the Neighborhood Base Coalition?
I can't hear you, but, thanks for talking, and if I have any more updates, I'll give you guys a call.
All right, thanks for doing the reporting out there. Really sorry to hear what's happening, and I hope you're feeling better.
All right, talk to you later.
In Sally.
Are you okay, bro?
Okay, so that was our IMC videographer reporter on the front lines, and the story there of getting knocked on the head or knocked to the ground, and not too pretty for trying to cover. That's the way the press gets treated at some of these events. Jail solidarity is still going on there at 850 Bryant, and one person there with a $26,000 bond and some pretty serious charges. Otherwise, you can also self-publish your stories to indiebay.org. We'd like to get as much documentation up as we can. Photos and videos are probably still being uploaded as I speak. There are those Italians just love to go wild with the anti-war stuff. Gotta love them for it. And Barcelona, about 150,000. Chicago site as being a good place to check out the international wrap-up. Haven't had a chance to do much web surfing to get a good picture for you, but it's been a long day. So ECR is going to go back to a little bit of music here. And again, if you have a report you want to get to us before we sign out, 415-864-1006. And thanks for tuning in. Keep it active.